早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我们来到提摩太前书的最后一章的将近最后几节了。
Today we revisit First Timothy chapter 6 towards the very end.
那今天在年底之前呢，我们就会把提摩太前书讲完了。
So we will be able to finish First Timothy before the end of the year.
提摩太前书这本书真的是在我和Alex 长老我们两个人在一起研读，然后呢跟弟兄姐妹们分享的当中，我们自己学习到许多。
Alex and I, as we were preaching from this chapter, we were studying.And we benefited a lot from studying this chapter.
毕竟这本书所讲到的就是神的家中所应当的行事。
And this book is mainly talking about how we should behave within the household of God's family.
特别神对在教会里面做带领的服事的的这些的长老牧人有特别的指示。
And especially instructions for the leaders of the church, elders and pastors.
那我也非常感谢神，让我们能够在神的面前，然后呢，跟弟兄姐妹们好好的交通这些事情。
I'm really thankful for the opportunity to communicate with brothers and sisters about this chapter.
我们大家一起在神的话的面前，我们恭敬的聆听，然后我们彼此用神的话互相鼓励。
And as we listen to God's word, we can be encouraging one another and grow together.
我们先来读今天所要看的这三节经文是提摩太前书第六章第十七到第十九节。
And today's verses are from chapter 6, verses 17 to 19.
你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那后赐百物给我们享受的上帝。又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
Verse 17 to 19, As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good,to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasures for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你今天早晨能够在你的家中能够来敬拜你。
Dear God, we thank you that we can worship you in your family.
今天早晨我们借着诗歌来亲近你。
And this morning, we come close to you through the hymns.
我们接着聆听你的话语，我们要聆听你的心意。
By listening to your word, we can discern your heart.
今天早晨，当你的子民聚集在一起的时候，主愿我们尊你的名为圣。
And when your children gather here this morning, may our worship your name.
愿你的话语，那赐生命的话语，滋润我们的心。
And may your word that brings life can truly nourish our hearts.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在看这第十七到第十九节的时候，我们会发现一件蛮有意思的事情。
When we read 17 to 19, we find something very interesting.
我们记得提摩太前书是一封信。
As we remember, First Timothy was a letter.
是使徒保罗写给提摩太牧师的一封信。
It is a letter from the Apostle Paul to the church of from to the church
Pastor Timothy.
Pastor Timothy.
提摩太当时所牧养的教会是以弗所的教会。
Timothy was pastoring a church that is in Ephesus.
那当写信写到末尾的时候呢，保罗的习惯是在书信的末尾是写祝福的话。
And normally, as Paul reaches the end of his letter, he will be giving words of blessings.
可是你看，保罗在那祝福的话，事实上是在前面几节所说的。
But here you can see that Paul's blessing were actually in the verses that were preceding this passage.
你看他已经做了一个结尾，也做了祝福。我们看第十四节。
As we read from verse 14, he already gave the blessing and the conclusion.
这也算是提摩太前书里面算是因为是在做一个结尾，所以也算是一个高潮的地方。
So because this seems to be the conclusion of the book, this is also the it's reading it's like a highlight.
所以保罗所想到的是神。
So Paul was thinking about God.
他的心思意念，他的眼目所看见的是神。
And his eyes are fixed on God.
所以他说在十四节，他说要守这命令，就是我写给你的这些命令，要守它，并且毫无玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。
So in verse 14 he says, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
到了日期，那可称颂独有全能的万王之王、万主之主，就是那独一不死、住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见也是不能看见的，要将它显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他。阿们。
And verse 15, which he will display at the proper time, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
讲到的是神的荣耀。
He's talking about the glory of God.
讲到的是神的主权。
And the sovereignty of God.
讲到的是神的高贵和尊荣。
And the, his immortality and his deserving of our respect.
然后他最后讲 Amen。
And then in the end, he said, Amen.
那通常呢，这边应该就到了书信的结尾了。
And normally, this is the end of the letter.
可是当保罗在写这个书信结尾的时候，他并没有在这里止住。
But Paul actually continued on.
他却在圣灵的带领之下，他写了这下来，接下来这几节经文。
And led by the Holy Spirit, he continued to write the verses that we're reading today.
保罗所思想到的是那些第十七节里面讲到今世富足的人。
And Paul was thinking about what in verse 17 he mentioned as those who are rich in this present age.
所以我们值得我们去看为什么这个时候神借着圣灵让保罗要把这个今世富足的人要有给他们话听。
So we have to think, why did Paul, led by the Holy Spirit,started talking about those who are rich in this present age.
以弗所这个城市是一个非常繁荣的城市。
The city of Ephesus was a very prosperous place.
经济非常的发达。
It has advanced economy.
那贸易非常的发达。
And it's very advanced in trading as well.
也因为在当地所居住的人，他们的经济非常的宽裕。
Because the citizens in living in the city, they're economically very well off.
所以各式各样的享乐，还有这个享受的事情，他们就对他们来讲是习以为常的。
So they're used to entertainment and being entertained.
他们在那边的人知识挺高的。
And they're also very knowledgeable.
工作也很努力。
Also working very hard.
对物质上面的享受也是相同的，有一定等级的接触。
So they are all very blessed in material possession.
事实上，跟我们今天住在北美的人的生活也相差不少。
This is very much,
相差不多。
This is very much in parallel with our living standards in North America.
我们有时候想到这个。中文的圣经翻译富足这两个字事实上就是拥有财富的人。
So the Chinese word, the translation for the word rich, it just means people who are in possession of great things.
到底什么样子的人叫做富足的人呢？或者是富有的人？
So what could be called the rich?
我现在不要求大家举手。
I don't want you to raise your hand.
但是如果问一个问题说你们认为你自己是一个富有的人的时候多少人会认为我是一个富有的人
So how many of you are actually thinking that I am one of the rich?
我想没有人
Probably nobody.
我至少非常少,
or very, very few.
我不是 Donald Trump.
I'm not Donald Trump.
他在纽约的房子是一亿美元的房子。
And his property in New York City is worth $100 million.
对不对? 这只是他其中一栋的房子。
And that's only one of the buildings that he owned.
他如果像我们一样付房贷的话,
And if he were to pay mortgages like we do,
他一个月的这个房贷就四五万块。
He will probably be paying $40,000 to $50,000 in monthly mortgage payments.
我们这边有人一年也不过才赚一四五万块。 他一个月就要付房贷,
and some of us don't even make that amount of money.
这个叫做富有,
and that's called the rich.
所以我是贫穷的,
because of that, I am poor.
可能没有像 Donald Trump 那么离谱, 对不对?
Maybe not as much as rich as he was.
可是我看我的生活, 我开的是普通的车, 住的是普通的房,
and when I look at my life, I drive a normal car, and live in a normal house.
我并不是属于富有的。
I cannot be counted as one of the rich.
但是对于富有或富足这个解释，我们应该怎么样看它呢？
So how do we look at the explanation, the meaning of the word rich?
事实上，我们若从一个客观的角度来看，在北美洲或甚至说在美国的生活，从世界上面的角度来看，事实上美国人住美国的人是富足的人。
So to be objective, if you compare by the standard of the world, people who live in North America are among the rich.
我们大概很容易想象不足的人是怎么样的一个情形。
We can very easily imagine those who are poor.
一天三餐可能都吃不饱。
They might go hungry every day.
一天勉强吃一餐。
Maybe they only have one meal.
没有衣服可以穿。
And they don't have enough to wear.
衣服都是旧的衣服，人家给的衣服。
They have to wear used clothes.
然后一穿要穿好几年。
And they have to, that has to last for several years.
没有鞋子穿,
and no shoes.
那有些很多世界各国的孩子们, 你说玩具是什么? 他们不知道什么叫做玩具。
And some of these countries, the children do not even know what toys were.
他们玩的东西就是泥巴和树枝。
They play with tree branches and the mud.
这个我们从我们的角度来看, 这些叫做不足的人, 贫穷的人。
So to us, those are... So those are the poor.
但是什么叫做足够的人呢?
So what does it mean to have enough?
基本上我们生活所需用的必需用品我们有。
If we have all the necessities in life, then that's enough.
有的吃。
If we have something to eat.
有的穿。
Something to wear.
甚至说我们有一个 我们有一个至少有一个屋檐，就不要讲屋子，有个屋檐可以挡风挡雨。
And to have a roof above our heads.
人生基本的需求，这个是需求，拥有了，我们算是足够了。
And our life's basic needs are fulfilled, and that's enough.
所以，如果从这个观点来看，只要是超过这个所谓的足够或基本的需要的，事实上，就某个角度来讲，我们就是开始朝着富有的这一方面在走了。
So if we have more than what's counted as the basic needs of life, then we could be moving towards the subset of the rich.
没有错，这个范围可能非常的广。
And this is a very broad subset.
但是呢，毕竟我们不是在缺乏的地步。
And after all, we are not in lack of any necessities.
对于我们自己是不是富有的这个看法，事实上是一个主观的看法。So
whether we are rich or not, this is quite subjective.
当我们看到世界上面贫穷的人的时候，我们再看看自己的生活，我们不得不承认，我们过的是富裕的生活。And
when we look around at the rich around the world, then we have to acknowledge that we are living in a rich life.
我们需要有交通工具。
We have to have means of transportation.
可是我们不需要搭公车,
but we don't have to take public transportation.
我们可以自己有一台车子,
and we have a private car.
不但一台，可能还两台车子。
Maybe we have more than one car.
我们需要衣服穿,
and we need clothing to wear.
但是我们不只有一件衣服,
but we don't just have one piece of clothing.
我们甚至可以有两件、三件衣服。
We could have more than that.
还有配颜色的衣服。
And even color matched.
Okay. 所以从这个角度来看的话呢，我们是富裕的。
So, from that angle, we are actually quite rich.
但是当然我们可以看比我们更富裕的人。
But we can also keep our eyes on those who are richer than us.
我不过才五双鞋而已。
We only have...
我不是说我假设。以前我这样子讲，有人就以为我真的就有五双鞋。
Assuming that I only have five
pairs of
shoes.
假设我有五双鞋。
Assuming.
人家有一百双鞋的。
And there are people with 100 pairs.
他们有一个房间全部都是鞋柜的，专门放他鞋子的。
And they could have shoes that...
那当我看到这个房间的时候，我就发现他们比我富裕。
And people can have shoes that fill the entire closet.
那有一百双鞋的人可以看到有一千双鞋的人。
And those people can look at people with more than they do.
所以这是一个主观的对于富裕或富足的看法的不同。
So our view of who is rich is very subjective.
这一点非常非常重要。
This is a very important point.
因为这一点会对于我们今天所看到神要我们了解对金钱的看法是非常重要的一点。
This is very important to our understanding of what God wants to teach us about money and rich.
神给我们的一个金钱观是这世界上所有的一切都是神给的，包括金钱在内。
So what God wants to teach us aboutmoney and wealth is that everything in this world is given through him.
很多时候我们人对金钱的看法，对物质的看法是金钱和物质是我们去索取的。
And sometimes our view on this is that money and wealth is something that we earned by our own effort.
钱是我们赚来的。
We made money.
财这个钱财或者是这个钱财是我所去我所去经营而来的。
And the wealth was accumulated by me.
这是人的观念。
And that's the human viewpoint.
但是金钱事实上只是这个世界上的资源之一。
But money is only one of the resources in this world.
这个资源就如同世界上其他的资源一样，都是神所赐的。
Just like any other resources, they were all granted by God.
这个观念是非常非常不同的观念，跟世界上的观念非常不同的观念。
This is a viewpoint that is in striking contrast with the world's view.
你想想看，因为这个观念的不同，会使我们对于我们的生活的方向和我们对待生活的出发点就有很多非常非常不同的做法和看法。
Because of that striking difference, that affects how we live this life.
如果金钱是我所去赚取的，我所经营出来的。
And if the money was made solely by me.
那我是为了追求金钱，我会成为金钱和物质的奴隶。
And because I am seeking wealth, I will eventually become slaves to wealth.
因为哪里有钱，哪里有物质，我就要去哪里。
And whenever there is wealth or money to be made, there I will be.
但是如果金钱跟物质是我的资源的一部分，那我是它的主人。
But if money and wealth, that's only the resources that I have access to, then I become the master.
因为他是我的仆人。
Because that becomes my servant.
那更进一步的来讲，属于神的儿女来说，如果这个资源是神所赐给我的，
and as the children of God, if the resources were granted by God,
就如同世界上面所有的资源是神所赐给我的，
just like everything in this world were created by him,
那既然神是我的主人，我更加进一步有一个责任。
And since God is my master,Then I become responsible.
他所赐给我的资源是要我好好的去使用它。
If he blessed me with all these resources, then I have to take good care of it.
我需要为我的主人负责，所以我要做一个主人的好管家。
Because I must be responsible to my master, then I have to be a very good servant.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
这些资源是神的。
All these resources were God's.
他赐给了我。
He blessed them upon me.
我要对我的主人负责。
And I must be responsible to him.
我要好好的使用管理这些资源。
And I must use them and take care of them responsibly.
这些资源成了我的奴隶，对不对？我去指使他，而不是他成为 我的主人，我变成他的奴隶，被他指使。
And these resources are for me to use, and I would not be slave to it.
你看这个观念是不是差相差的非常的大？
And can't you see that this is a very different set of notions?
以弗这个提摩太前书里面所提到的这些人是信徒还是非信徒？
So are these people mentioned by Paul, the rich, are they believers or non-believers?
他们是属于神的孩子还是不属于神的孩子？
Are they God's children or not?
他们是属于神的。
They belong to God.
当保罗说你要嘱咐这些今世富足的人所讲到的是神的孩子。
So when Paul mentioned the rich in the present age, he's talking about believers.
你知道神对于他的孩子拥有这个钱财这件事情是怎么看法吗？
Do you know what God's view is on material blessings for his children?
神是不是要求所有的基督徒、所有信神的人都是过着一个非常清廉节俭、这个没有不富裕的生活？
Is it God's will that all his children will live in a life of just barely scraping by?
很明显的不是。
Clearly not.
因为保罗在这边所要提摩太嘱咐的这些人是在教会里面认识了神，但是呢，在经济上面是富裕的人。So
Paul was speaking to the people in the church, the believers, who happen to have great possessions.
你知道在圣经里面，新旧约里面，包括箴言这个智慧的书，这本书里面所讲到的是。 钱财和富足，这个是如同生命跟尊荣一样，是神所赐的。Do
you know that in the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom, it talks about material possessions as God's blessings?
神是这个世界上的造物主。So
God is the creator of the world.
这个世界上面所有一切的资源，所有一切的丰富，包括这些。 所谓的钱财、物质，这些都是属于神的。All
the resources and the wealth, they belong to God.
神是一个富足的神。God
is a God of richness.
神是一个丰富的神。God
is a God of abundance.
神是一个愿意将他所拥有一切美好赐给他的子民的神。And
he is a God who wants to richly bless his children.
想想看,
so think about it.
这个世界创造的美好,
and to think about how beautiful this world is.
神已经将这个赐给了我们,
and God has given that to us.
当我们人因为罪堕落远离神之后,
and when man has fallen into sin and away from God,
当我们顶撞神，不愿意接触神的时候,
when we were disobedient and we didn't want to see his face,
当我们不了解生命的价值和生命实质的意义的时候,
when we didn't understand the value and the meaning of life,
神差他自己的儿子降世为人,
he sent his own son to become a man,
为我们的罪受死,
to die for our sins.
为什么神要付出这样的一个代价？
Why was God willing to pay a price like this?
因为神所有所做的一切都是要将他最好的赐给他所爱的人。
Because everything that he does, that he has planned, is to give the best to his children.
如果这个世界是为人所造的,
and if the world was created for man,
如果主耶稣基督来到这个世上是为了让人能够跟神的生命重新接上关系的,
and if the purpose of Jesus coming to this world is to reconcile God's relationship with man,
神都把这一切最好的赐给人了之后,
and after God has given all the best to us,
他怎么不会把神所造的、他所拥有这些物质上面最好的赐给属于他的人呢？
Why isn't he willing to give the material blessings to his children as well?
他是源头。
He is the source of all the resources and creation.
所以今天所谓今世富足的人，许许多多就是神的儿女。
So what Paul is talking about here, rich in this present age, those are God's children.
有些基督徒觉得有了钱，好像心里面就很内疚。
And some Christians, they feel guilty about having been richly blessed.
为什么？
Why?
好像觉得有钱就是一个不属灵的人。
And they think that if they are rich, then they are spiritually poor.
你的钱如果是正当的手段来的，你有什么需要内疚的地方？
But if you have gained your wealth, in the right way, then why do you feel guilty?
当然，你用不正当的手段获利，那当然是另外的一件事情了。
But if you profited, immorally or illegally, then that's a different story.
我们需要回去看一下，第十节。
Let's go back to verse 10 here.
我们这一点很重要。我们属于神的人，或者是我们要来接触神、认识神的人，我们需要对钱财有一个正确的认识。
And so this is very important for those of us who belong to God. We have to have the right viewpoint about money.
很多人，包括基督徒在内，认为圣经上面告诉我们说，金钱是万恶之根。
So sometimes Christians have this view that money is the root of all evil.
是不是听过这句话？
Have you heard about this?
这句话应该是从提摩太前书第六章第十节出来的。
And that is coming from 1 Timothy 6:10.
可是第六章第十节事实上是怎么说的？
But what does it actually say here?
他说金钱是万恶之根吗？
Does it say that money is the root of all evils?
不是。
It didn't say that.
他说什么？
So what does it say?
贪财是万恶之根。
It says that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils.
贪恋钱财是万恶之根。
So once again, the love of money is the root of all evils.
你真的很有意思的就是第十节里面保罗所提到的这些人是没有钱，就是还不富足的人，没有钱的人。
So it's very interesting that in verse 10 was addressed to those who were actually poor.
或者换句话说，更好的讲法是认为自己没有钱财的人。
Or more appropriately, it is to those who think that they lack wealth.
自己觉得不够才会去贪财啊，才会觉得需要。
Because they didn't feel that they had enough, and that's why they covet more wealth.
所以千方百计的脑中所想的，成天成夜的，白天所做的，晚上做的梦就是我要更多钱。
And that's why day and night their thoughts are full of making money.
这个就使人偏离了真道，然后就成为了引诱。然后第十节就告诉我们，这许许多多因为钱财使得自己愁苦，然后就把自己刺透了。
And that's why verse 10 says that has caused some to wander away from the faith, and then they pierce themselves with many pangs.
这样子的人，钱财和物质就成了什么？成了我的主人，我变成他的奴隶了。
For those people, money and wealth have become their master.
所以在十七节里面所讲到的这些人是已经拥有的人。
So in verse 17, this is addressed to those who are already in possession of money and wealth.
我想我们如果真的能够客观的想一想。
So if all of us can think objectively,
真的看看自己的生活
and examine your own life,
我们是属于拥有还是属于不足的人？
Are we among those who possess or those who are not?
我们如果客观的想一想，我们应该是属于拥有的人。
So objectively, I think we would all fall into the category of those who possess.
你知道为什么每年我们差不多十一月份的时候，在教会里面有一个全教会的活动，就是为世界各地贫穷的孩子，我们给他们包圣诞礼物，然后愿意把这个礼物送给他们，使得他们有机会能够认识主耶稣基督。
Do you know why that every year around this time we will hold an activity where we would wrap up gifts for the poor, the children around the world, and then send them to those boxes to them?
因为我们当我们看见别人有需要的时候，我们的爱心就我们对他们的爱心的一个表现，就是我们将我们所有的我们要分给他们。
And that's because when we see there are so many poor around the world, then our love, the way that we show our love is by sharing what we have with them.
弟兄姐妹们买了许许多多的玩具。
And brothers and sisters bought many toys.
小玩具。
Small toys.
小车子。
Small toy cars.
小洋娃。
Little toys.
Dolls.
Yeah.
我们给他们买铅笔。
And we buy pencils.
我们给他们买纸。
Papers.
我们给他买这个玩具熊。
and we buy a toy bears.
当我们在想象这些孩子的时候，就在世界各地，你看这些孩子，许许多多是从来没有见过这些事情、这些东西的人。
And as we pack up these gifts for them, for some of these children, they've never seen things like that.
你知道我看过一张照片，是对比的照片。
I've seen a picture it's a picture with contrast.
这是一个摄影师他所做的一个摄影的计划。
And this is a project launched by a photographer.
他到世界各国，然后呢去找当地的孩子，然后问这些孩子。
He travels around the world and he finds children and he asks them questions.
我要替你们摄影。
He said, I'm gonna photograph you.
请你把你的玩具展现出来给我看。
Can you show me your toys?
你就看到这个对比的照片在左边，我不知道这是哪一国的孩子。
And so you see a picture on the left. I don't know which country these kids are from.
很简陋的一个房子。
A very shabby house.
这个孩子也不是在自己的房间里面。
And this child wasn't even in his room.
他站在那边很高兴地拿着他的玩具。
And he's very happy with his toys in his hand.
两只手拿着各一个玩具抓在这边，这是他最亲爱的玩具。
And he has these toys in both of his hands.
在右边呢，是另外一个孩子。
On the right side of that photograph, there's another child.
他也是高高兴兴的，因为他要给这个摄影师看他最心爱的玩具。
He's also very happy because he wanted to share, what his best toys with his photographer.
他的两手上也各抓了一个他心爱的玩具。
He also grabbed onto his toys on his hands.
他坐在他的房间里面。
And he sat in his room.
很漂亮的房间，坐在他的床上。
A beautiful room and a nice bed.
他的床上堆满了那些飞机、汽车。
And on his bed is full of toy planes and trucks.
摆得很整齐。
Very nicely organized.
墙上面还有这些书架。
And on the walls there's these built-in bookshelves.
书架上面全部都是他的玩具。
On the bookshelves those are full of toys.
摆得整整齐齐的。
And lined up very nicely.
对于那个整个房间都是玩具的孩子，他还有没有想要的玩具？
To the kid who has a room full of toys, is there anything else that he wants?
肯定要。
Of course he wants more.
昨天我的孩子就向我要另外一个玩具。
And yesterday my children were asking me for more toys.
他要一个 Pikachu.
He wants a Pikachu.
我说你上个礼拜已经有了一个玩具，你怎么这个礼拜还要一个玩具？
And I said, didn't you just have a new toy last week?
有机会跟他教导。
So I had this teaching opportunity for him.
我们永远可以看我们不够的东西。
We can always think that we never had enough.
但是我们有没有看过我们拥有的东西？
But have we thought about the things that we do have?
我们要看神已经赐给我们，我们所拥有的是什么？我们是用那个来做比较，我们有没有富足？
And we are to look at what God has already given us, and then use that as a standard of.
当我们为着其他人不足的人，这些孩子们，我们为他们预备礼物，然后呢，在送礼物的这个过程当中为他们祷告，然后让他们能够有机会接触主耶稣基督的福音的时候。
And as we prepare these toy gifts to the children around the world, we pray for them so that they have an opportunity to get to know the Lord.
我们在神的面前的心态就是主啊，感谢你赐给我们这么多许许多多丰裕的事的东西和物质的需要。
And we're thinking that, thank you, Lord, for giving us so much.
你已经赐
in this life.
你已经赐给我了，让我还可以跟人分享。
You have given me so much that I can share with these children.
为什么圣经上面说施比受更为有福
？Why does the Bible say that it is?It's better to give than to receive.
因为当我们在给的这个行为当中，所代表的就是我已经知道我已经拥有了。
Because as we give, we acknowledge that I'm already in possession of great things, and I already have them.
我已经知道了主耶稣基督神所赐给我的祝福。
And I'm already aware of the blessings from Christ.
所以我可以看见别人的需要。
And therefore, I can see the needs of others.
我也可以甘心乐意的把神所赐给我的奉献给神。
And I'm willing to share what God has bestowed upon me.
当我们在为这些礼物、为这些将要收到礼物的小男孩、小女孩祷告的时候，
And as we pray for the little boys and girls who are about to receive these packages,
我真的就可以想象,
and I can imagine,
对我们来说, 没有什么不算什么钱的这些铅笔啊、纸啊、小玩具啊。
And to us, these pencils and papers are nothing to us.
他们可能从来都没有见过。
And they might not have seen them.
他们会非常非常的爱惜这些东西。
And they probably take very good care of these.
可能这个小小的玩具轮子掉了，手脚断掉，他们还是珍惜的在玩的这些玩具。
And maybe if the wheels fell off the toy trucks, they still treasure them.
他们是不足的。
And they are the ones who lack.
但是如果他们知道主耶稣基督的救恩， 他们也可以成为跟人分享的人。
But if they are aware of God's grace, they can also become someone who shares with others.
所以我希望我们能够了解，我们今天所处于北美的生活，事实上就跟当时在以弗所的这些信徒一样。
So I just want us to understand that our life today in North America, it really has a parallel with the rich people in the church of Ephesus.
那神在这里给我们两个提醒，事实上是两个警告。So
God gave us two reminders and also basically warnings.
特别是对这些富足的人的一个警告。Especially
to the rich in this present age.
第一,
the first one is
不要自高。
Do not be haughty.
第二, 不要倚靠无定的钱财。
And the second one was to not set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches.
为什么要警告那些富足的人不要自高？
Why is Paul warning that that the rich not to be haughty?
因为我们有钱的时候，我们就觉得讲话声音比较大一点。
Because when we are rich, we thought that our voice is louder.
我是老板。
I am the boss.
我是花钱的。
I am the one who spends.
你是拿我钱的人。
And you're the one who are paid by me.
所以你们都是我的伙计。
So you're all my employees.
你们都要服务我。
And you have to serve me.
是不是人会有这样的心态？
Don't we have this mentality?
是有这样的心态。
Yes, we do.
我自己也是有这样的心态。
And that's even true for me.
这是不对的。
But that's not right.
去餐馆吃饭。
When we go to a restaurant.
怎么给小费？
How do we give a tip?
你是怎么服务我的？
How did you serve me?
我给你点菜， 你菜搞半天搞错了， 然后呢又搞， 就等半天才上菜。
If I asked for this dish and you got it wrong and it took you very long to serve it.
请你多拿一杯水来， 你还要给我看臭脸。
And if I asked you for another cup of water.
我是客人呢。
I'm the guest.
我是付钱的， 我是老板呢。
I'm paying.
那你这样的话， 我不给你小费。
And because of that, you won't get a tip.
人家辛辛苦苦在那边打工一整天， 这个劳累一整天， 他连点小费都拿不到。
And so these guys, they spend all day walking around and serving, but they didn't receive a tip.
但是你这个服务生如果把我捧得像一个大老爷一样的话， 那我小费就给你多一点。
But if you serve me really like the guest that I am, then I will give you a big tip.
人是这样子。
So people always behave like this.
可是基督徒不应该是这样子。
But Christians are not supposed to think.
我们人与人之间彼此的关系和彼此的对待，不是建立在谁有钱谁没钱上面。
Our relationship with others is not built on our wealth.
也不在乎于我是老板，你是伙计的这个关系上面。
And it's not determined by the employer-employee relationship.
我们人与人之间的关系应该是建立在我们在神面前是过应该是一个怎么样子的人的这个观点来开始。
Our relationship is determined who we are, our relationship with God.
不是因为我们经济上面的差别。
It's not because our economic status.
不是我们能力的高低。
It's not because of our abilities.
神要我们真诚。God
wants us to have truth in our hearts.
神要我们谦卑。God
wants us to be humble.
神要我们温柔。And
God wants us to be gentle and meek.
神要我们以爱来与人相待。And
God intends us that we treat others with love.
这不论是这跟你是顾客，你是花钱的，你是老板没有关系。And
this has nothing to do with whether you are the employer or the employed.
但是人很容易就是因为有钱了以后就会变成自高自大。
But people, it's very easy for people to become haughty once they have great wealth.
不是因为我们自愿要去做自高自大的人。
It's not because we want it to be proudful or haughty.
但是因为在社会上面，这就是一个很自然的一个人的一个现象。
But this is something, it is natural for us to behave this way in today's society.
所以神才借着神的话要提醒我们，要警告我们不要自高。
And that is why God sent this warning through Paul, not to be haughty.
当我们要服侍人的时候,
and when we serve us, serve others,
就算我有钱,
even when I'm rich,
我不需要去花钱请人去做这些我该做的事情。
I don't have to employ all these people to serve me.
我如果关心一个人，我如果爱一个人，我可以到这个人的面前。
If I care for someone, if I love someone, then I can serve them. This has nothing to do with money. This has everything to do with what I would like to be before God. And the second warning is to not to rely on the uncertainty of riches.
你知道没钱的时候不会想要依靠钱财。
When you do not have wealth, then you do not rely on it.
可是当慢慢慢慢我们经济上面越来越富裕的时候,
but as we grow in material possessions,
我们人也是很自然的慢慢慢慢将我们的依靠就摆在钱财上面了。
Gradually we shift our reliance onto wealth and money.
没钱的时候,
when we don't have money,
租个这个小 apartment,
we rent a small apartment.
一间房两间房没关系。
One or two bedrooms are okay.
一家还是可以过个快快乐乐的，有吃有喝有玩的。
And the whole family can live happily together.
可是呢，当我们的经济越来越富裕之后，
but as we accumulate more wealth,
我们开始买房子。
We start to buy a house.
我们要买车子。
A car.
我们要付房贷。
And we have to pay a mortgage.
要付汽车贷款。
A car loan.
孩子生出来了，要给孩子买最好的。
And as a child was born, we have to provide him or her with the best.
结果慢慢慢慢，这个生活上面经济的压力虽然自己富裕了，但是反而受到经济的压力。
So as we become richer, our economic burden is becoming heavier as well.
虽然也许我们是神的儿女，我们是基督徒，可是慢慢慢慢，我们对神的依靠已经转到了神所赐给我们的金钱上面。
So even though we are God's children, we are no longer relying on Him, but we're relying on the wealth that He provided for us.
因为这个金钱的源头一旦没有了，我们就开始担忧了。
So as soon as the source of the wealth runs dry, we start to worry.
我们人对生活的安全感很多时候就是建立在我们这个经济的源头。
A lot of the times our security in life is built on our bank accounts.
是不是?
Isn't that true?
有钱的时候就花钱,
when we have money, we will spend.
想尽办法赚更多的钱,
and then to make more.
最怕的就是那个钱会不见,
and we are afraid that one day that money just goes away.
万一哪一天失业了呢?
One day, what if we become unemployed?
万一哪一天不知道什么原因给人倒了账, 公司需要倒闭了呢?
Perhaps one day some people ran away with the money at our company.
心里面永远有一个不安全感。
We always have this uncertainty and insecurity.
因为我们的生活，我们的生命，我们的气息，事实上应该是掌握在谁的手中，在神的手中。
But in fact, every breath of our life is in the hand of God.
但是慢慢慢慢的，当神祝福我们，让我们富裕了之后，我们所信靠的已经不是神，而是神所赐给我们的这个资源了。
But curiously, as we are blessed more and more, our focus is shifting more and more to the blessing and not the God that provided us.
神是永恒的，是永不改变的。
God is eternal and He never changes.
但是钱财却是无定的。
But riches, the wealth is uncertain.
是不是?
Isn't that right?
所以在第17节里面, 神要我们的，他说你要嘱咐。事实上，当一个主人嘱咐他的仆人的时候，这个嘱咐就是什么？就是命令，我们不得不遵守的。
So when God gives us an advice, it's really a command that we actually cannot refuse.
这两件事情我们要非常的注意，非常的小心，这是神给我们的警告。
So these two things we must take them to heart because those are God's warnings.
我们所要倚靠的反而是那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
So,
the end of 17.
The one that we should rely on is actually God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
我们看一下历代志下第二十九章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 29.
历代志上。
Oh, 1 Chronicles, chapter 29.
历代志上第二十九章是讲到大卫王在神的面前的一个奉献和祷告。
So, 1 Chronicles chapter 29 talks about David's offering and his prayer to God.
大卫是以色列国的一个王。
So David is one of the kings of Israel.
事实上除了说他是以色列王当中的一位之外，事实上他是一个最，怎么讲，就是他事实上是一个最突出的一个王。
So he's not just one of the kings, he's probably the most respected, the well-known kings of Israel.
他是照着神的心意所被拣选出来的王。
He was chosen by God according to God's heart.
神称他为符合我心意的一个人。
He is a man after God's own heart.
他从小的时候对神就有信心。
He had faith in God since he was a child.
当他还是一个年轻的牧人，这个牧羊人的时候，他可以与以色列的仇敌非利士人的巨人哥利亚来征战。
When he was a young shepherd, he was fighting Israel's enemy, the Philistines. He was fighting this giant.
只要他带领军队与敌人征战，他就是常胜将军。
And whenever he was leading the army in this fight, they would win.
他巩固了整个以色列国的边境。
He strengthened the borders of Israel.
使得当他将王位交给他儿子所罗门的时候，所罗门王做的就是一个太平国的王。
So that when he left his throne to his son Solomon, Solomon had the longest peaceful time in Israel's history.
他既然是一个国的王，当然权力财富是无可比拟的。
So because he was such a prominent king, his power and his riches were beyond any measure.
当神要准备以色列人为他建一个圣殿的时候，
When God was preparing the Israelites to build a temple for him,
大卫为了这个建殿而做准备。
So David was preparing for this construction.
我们看历代志上第一，这个历代志上第二十九章第二节。
So let's read chapter 29, verse 2.
大卫说：“我为我神的殿已经尽力，预备金子做金器，银子做银器，铜做铜器，铁做铁器，木做木器，还有红玛瑙可添香的宝石、彩石和一切的宝石，并许多的汉白玉。”
So he said that I provided for the house of my God as far as I was able, the gold for the things of gold, silver for the things of silver, the bronze for the things of bronze, the iron for the things of iron, and wood for the things of wood, besides great quantities of onyx and stones for setting, and all these precious metals.
他说我为什么这样做，因为我心中爱慕我的神的殿，我就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外，还将我自己的积蓄，这是他自己的财宝，我在金银线上建造我神的殿。他奉献了多少这些金银啊？他说这个金三千他连德差不多150吨。
So David said because of his own devotion to the house of God, he not only provided all sorts of precious stones and metals, he also provided out of his own collection. 3,000 talents of gold, and that's something like 150 tons.
银子他奉献了多少？七千塔连德，差不多三百五十吨。
And refined silver he provided 7,000 talents, which is equivalent to about 350 tons.
所以他预备了材料，他预备了金钱。
He prepared all the building materials and all the money.
这是大卫在神面前的祷告，我们看第十节。
And for David's prayer, let's look at verse 10.
他说：“耶和华我们的父，以色列的神，是应当称颂的，直到永永远远的。”
He said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever."
耶和华尊大能力荣耀强盛威严都是你的，凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。
And yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours, and yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you're exalted as head above all.
你看大卫在这里就跟保罗在提摩太前书里面最后我们刚刚讲到的，他看到神的时候，他了解神是一切的源头。
So just like Paul was talking about in 1 Timothy, and David here realizes that God is the source of all blessings.
万有都是你的，天上地下一切都是你的。
He said that all that is in the heaven, in the earth is God's.
第十四节，他说：“我算什么？我的名算什么？竟能如此乐意的奉献，因为万有都从你而来，我们把从你而来的献给你。”
In verse 14, he says, "But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able thus to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you."
第十六节，耶和华我们的神啊，我们预备这么多的材料，为着你的圣殿建造殿宇，这都是从你而来的，也都是属于你的。
And in verse 16, he continues, "O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building your house, for your holy name, comes from your hand and is all your own."
我的神啊，我知道你鉴察人心，喜悦正直。我以正直的心乐意献上这一切。现在我喜欢见你的名在这里，也都乐意奉献于你。
And verse 17, he said, "I know, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. In the uprightness of my heart, I have freely offered all these things. And now I have seen your people who are present here offering freely and joyously to you."
大卫年轻的时候是一个默默无闻，也不是有钱的人。When
David was young, he was just this unknown shepherd, very poor.
他连参加以色列的军队都不够资格。He
wasn't even qualified to join Israel's army.
他只不过是一个牧羊人。He
was only a young shepherd.
可是因着神的预定。
But because of God's predestination,
他被神拣选成为以色列下任的王。
He was chosen to be the next king of Israel.
但是当他成为王了之后，而且即将要退位，将他的王位传给他儿子所罗门的时候，
When he was ready to give up his throne to his son Solomon,
当他经历神的同在，神的祝福，当他现在有金银财宝可以奉献给神的时候，
And after he has experienced all of God's blessings, and he has in great possession of all this great wealth,
当全国上下没有人比他更有尊荣、更有崇高的地位的时候，
When there's no one in the country who is more esteemed than he was,
大卫永远没有忘记的一件事就是，
Something that he never forgot was,
他所服侍的是神。
And the one he serves is the mighty God.
他所拥有的一切的财富，拥有一切的地位，这些都是神给的。
And his wealth and his status, they were all from God.
他只不过是一个属神的人。He's
but one who belongs to the Lord.
这一切都不是他的。And
none of this is really his.
这一切只不过是神交给他去管理的。All
of this were just things that God left for him to take care of.
所以他可以甘心乐意的把这些奉献给神。So
he could, that's why he would willingly offer all these great things to building God's temple.
他是一个牧羊人身无分文的时候，神供应给他。When
he was a penniless shepherd, God provided for him.
神保护他。And
God protected him.
神为他征战。And
God fought ahead of him.
但是当他成为了在这个人的眼光中，在这个世界上面是一个王的时候，
But after he became, in the eyes of the world, the king of the country,
有钱有势有权的时候,
when he had all these, the power, the money,
对他来讲,
and to him,
他还是那位受神供应的人,
he is still one who is being provided by God.
他还是那位受神保护的人,
he is still under God's protection.
他还是那位神为他征战的那个人,
he is still one that God fought for.
神对他来说就是那位厚赐百物给他享受的神。
And God is the one that gave him, made all these great offers to him.
所以我们回到提摩太前书第六章的时候，我们就看见两个警告：第一，不要自高；第二，不要倚靠无定的钱财。
So now returning to 1 Timothy, we saw the two warnings. The first one is not to be haughty, and the second one is not to set your hope on the uncertainty of riches.
但是神给我们的嘱咐和提醒是什么？
But what is God's God's reminder?
第一就是要倚靠我们的神。
The first reminder is to rely on God.
第二就是要我们行善。
The second one is for us to do good.
这是第十八节里面所讲的。
And that's in verse 18.
第十八节用三种方式把所谓的行善讲得清清楚楚的。
And verse 18 explained this in three ways.
因为我们是富足的，因为我们是富裕的，因为我们是可以给的。
Because we are rich and we are one who is willing to share and one who is willing to do good work.
所以我们要所谓的行善，这个善这个字以前讲过。 就是要做符合神心意、讨神喜悦的事情，叫做善事。
So what does it mean to do good? It means to do things according to the will of God.
神要我们行的就是去关心别人的需要。
What God wants us to do is to care for other people's needs.
关心神的事工。
And to care about God's work.
然后将神所赐给我们的丰丰富富赐给我们的能够丰丰富富的给出去。
And to share what God has richly blessed us.
所以你看，保罗不但说要行善，他说这个行善的意思就是在好事上面要富足。So
he said the meaning of doing good is to be rich in good works.
你看，神让我们富足，在经济上面，在物质上面，神使我们富足，所以神使我们富足，所以我们在好事上面我们也要富足。
So God made us rich economically, and He also wants us to be rich in good works.
但是什么样叫做好事啊?
And what is good works?
好事就是善事。
And that means good works.
Yeah, good. 善事就是符合神心意的事。
And good works are in accordance with God's will.
第十八节最后就讲得清楚，就是怎么样甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
And verse 18 says to be generous and ready to share.
当圣经里面讲到神是美善的时候,
when the scripture talks about the Lord being being good,
或者是神是美好的,
or God is being
the goodness of the Lord.
The goodness of the Lord.
中文圣经常常把它翻成神的恩典或他的恩惠。
So the Chinese the version of the Bible often translates this into God's
grace, God's, or his provision for his people.
God's grace and provision for his people.
所以当神要我们做这个所谓的美善的时候,
so when God wants us to do good,
就像神他自己的美善就是将他所有的赐给人。
So just like God's own goodness, which is to share His blessing with the people.
神将他的丰富赐给他所爱的人。
So God gives His richness to those whom He loves.
当我们做一个美善的人的时候,
when we try to do good,
我们将我们的爱心向人显明的时候,
we share our love with people.
就是将我们的所有能够给予供应给这些需要的人。
And that means to give and to provide for those who are in need.
我们爱的对象就是我们给予的对象。
Those who we love are also those to whom we will give.
我们爱神，我们就将神所赐给我们的给神。
And we love God, and therefore we give to Him.
如果我们爱人的话，我们就将神给予我们的给人。
And if we love people, then we are to give what God has given us to them.
最后在第十九节里面就告诉我们，这是第三个神要嘱咐我们的事情，就是。
In verse 19, which is the third thing that God has instructed us.
当我们了解我们的一切都是从神而来的。
And once we understand that everything we have is from God.
当我们倚靠神。
And then we rely on Him.
然后将神所丰丰富富赐给我们的分享给人，然后呢，奉献与神的时候。
When we share everything that we receive from God with others, as well as with God Himself.
第十九节告诉我们，最后就说，就让他们能够持定那真正的生命。
And verse 19, it also says, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life.
这一句的翻译，更好的翻译就是。就使他们能够拥有并紧紧地抓住那生命当中真正的意义。
A better translation here is that they may understand and then grab onto the true meaning of life.
我想我们大家都有这样的一个了解或体会。
So I think we all share this understanding.
生命的真谛是什么？
What is the true meaning of life?
是我们每天都有口饭吃吗？
Is it just to be full?
是我们能够有物质上面的享受吗？
Is it just so we can enjoy the possessions we have?
这些都是必要的，也是我们喜欢的。
These are things that are necessary for us.
但是生命真正的价值和它的真谛，
But the true value and the meaning of life.
是我们在生命上，在我们生活当中，我们能够有一个满足感，并且能够有一个安全感。
Is to have security and being satisfied in life.
金钱加上知足便是大利了。Godliness. Godliness with contentment is great gain. 那就是第六节里面讲的。金钱加上知足才是大利。
So in verse 6, it says, Godliness with contentment is great gain.
真正生命的意义是在神所拯救的生命里面，我们有一份，这个才叫做生命的真实。
And the true meaning of life is to have a part in the true life that was granted by God.
在今生，在今世上，
In this life,
我有完全的安全感。
I have total security.
我有完全的满足感。
I have complete satisfaction.
因为神是我的保障。
Because God is my security.
因为神是我的供应。
God is my provider.
不是金钱，不是物质。
It's not money, it's not possessions.
不是总统。
It's not the president.
不是我的父母。
It's not my parents.
这个是生命真正的意义。
And that's the true meaning of life.
我们用这一节做结束。
And we conclude with this passage.
马太福音第六节，第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章，我们从第二十五节开始看。
Let us start from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25.
所以我告诉你们，这是主耶稣基督的话，不要为生命忧虑什么，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，生命难道不胜于饮食吗？身体也不胜于衣裳吗？你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们难道不比飞鸟贵重多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？为何为衣裳忧虑呢？你看野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门王极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。上帝还给他们这样的装饰，更何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。这些都是外邦人或不信神的人所求的，你们需用的这一切，你们的天父都知道了，所以先求他的国和他的义，这里的一切都要加给你们了。
So verse 25 to 33, therefore I told you, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow or, nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in his, all his glory was not arrayed like one of those. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not be much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and you, your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
最安稳、最安定的生活是在神手中的生活。
And the most stable, the secure life is a life in God.
最无忧无虑的生活是在神的供应之下的生活。
A life that is completely free of worrying is a life under the provision of God.
而在神供应之下的生活是富足的生活。
To be provided by God is the meaning of living a rich life.
是有美善的生活。
And is to live a life doing good.
是一个有真生命的生活。
And that's a life which has true meaning.
金钱是神所赐给我们，让我们掌握的。
And wealth is provided by God for us to take care of.
所以我们要学习怎么用它。
So we need to learn to use them wisely.
是我们要学习怎么投资它。
We need to know how to invest.
我们要学习怎么样子去存它。
We also need to learn how to save.
但是我们要学习怎么样子给它。
But we also need to learn how to give back to God.
怎么给神。
To give to God.
怎么给人。
And to give to people.
我们不要做金钱的奴隶。
We do not want to be slaves to money.
我们要做神的好管家。
And we want to be good shepherds for God.
Good stewards for God.
Yeah.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
因为你的话语提醒我们。
Your words remind us.
在今天的这个我们的生活当中。
During our life.
我们多半 不是在为着我们的经济上面而劳碌。
We're not to labor for our money.
我们多半都是因为我们金钱上面的需要，我们在奔波，在担忧。
We're often very busy because of our economic concerns.
但是主啊，我求你，让我们这些属于你的儿女，学习将我们的眼目定在我们主耶稣基督的身上。
But dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you teach us, your children, to fix our eyes on Jesus.
让我们有了这样的一个观念，就是你是那位后赐百物给我们的神。
So that we can understand that you are the provider that provides richly.
那当我们有了这个观念的时候，之后让我们在生活上面能够实质的经历到你丰丰富富的供应。
That this understanding will let us experience your rich blessings.
我们是一无所缺的。
And we do not lack anything.
我们不但是一无所缺，我们而且是因为你的丰富的供应，让我们可以看见他人的需要。
And not only do we not lack anything, but because of your rich blessings, we can see the needs of others.
我们也可以从你所赐给我们的这些财物当中，我们可以很自然、很乐意的奉献给你。
And so that we can also offer to others what you have given to us.
为我们在座还不认识你的朋友们。
And we also to those who are still yet to know you.
主让他们今天在听到了你话语的信息的时候，心里面有感动。
And I pray that they will be moved in their hearts by the message from God.
让他们看见神你所给予他们的爱和关怀。
So that they can see and they can feel God's love.
你要让他们能够认清自己在你面前的一个样式。
and that they can understand what they are like.
可以愿意把自己的生活和生命交托在你这位赐予生命的神的手中。
And so that they're willing to commit their life into your hands.
使得我们在生活上面的这些奔波和不安全感、不安定感，能够转移到主你身上。
So that our insecurities and our worries, that we no longer have to carry these burdens.
让他们能够经历真生命。
So that they can experience what is true life.
真平安。
And true peace.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.